Hello and welcome to Cultivate to Thrive podcast. I'm your host, Michelle Gunn, founder of Cultivate and Thrive. I am a self-actualization and mindset coach. I help Christian professional moms thrive in their reclaimed value as they cultivate a fulfilling and purposeful life. In these episodes, you will hear me share lots of information and experiences with you. Occasionally, I will bring on a guest to share what they've gone through and how they've handled things, or just something really interesting or fun. You can find me live on LinkedIn, the Cultivate and Thrive Facebook page, and the Cultivate and Thrive YouTube channel. You can listen to podcasts after they've been uploaded on your favorite podcasting platform. I am so grateful for you. Thank you for joining me. If you find something is useful, please share. Also, I appreciate comments and feedback and ideas of things you would like to hear more about. Thank you and welcome to today's episode. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. And I see Ronald's in the house with his coffee in Maryland. Good morning, Ronald. I also have my coffee. Can't start a day without it, or rarely start a day without it. Anyhow, I noticed on my last episodes and sometimes when I participate in other people's lives, for some reason, I'm not getting all the comments in. So if I don't respond during the show, I'm very sorry. That means I didn't see it. And I will definitely respond afterwards. So again, thank you for coming. Please do put in the comments if you are live or replay and where you are watching from. And please go ahead and participate, ask questions, give feedback. I love audience participation and it helps me share with you. So, which is my goal. So today's episode, Faith-Fueled Fortitude, Cultivating Personal Strength from Within. My, the things that we are dealing with nowadays. I was just watching another little 7-minute video that another connection had posted about AI. It was very insightful. But they talked about some of the things that people are dealing with in business. You know, here in the U.S., it's a presidential campaign year. So we have all that going on. There's talks of World War III. There's a recession. There's people still losing jobs. There's people gaining jobs. There's just a lot of turmoil. Yes, COVID is still here. Every day somebody else is getting it. It's kind of more like getting the flu now, though. Although some cases are severe, but it's a regular occurrence. There's still a lot of disrupt in society. So that follows through to your professional, your work, your job, and also personally in your relationships in both areas. We need to build our strength, right? So when we talk about personal strength, we talk about the mental, the emotional, and the physical, right? Because we're not just one part of a person. You'll never hear me say that. We are a complete person that encompasses many identities and many parts. So to break it down, I'm going to break it down into mental, emotional, and physical. And of course, I'm going to have that faith twist on it because that's where I come from, a faith background. So when we're talking about mental strength, we want to talk about the power of positive faith, right? That helps to unlock your mental resilience. Now, if you listen to my intro or follow me at all, you know I'm also a mental fitness coach. So I have a strong belief that your mind will determine how your day goes and how your outcomes are in life. Now, I was not always of that school of thought. I was very closed-minded. And just in the last few years of learning and being exposed to more and being introduced to ideas from specific people it has broadened my horizons. And really, the only reason why I think I was closed is because I didn't know better, right? A lot of times we can't move forward because we don't have the knowledge. Well, when it comes to mental fitness, you need to have that knowledge. You need to be able to embrace challenges with a mindset that's rooted in positivity. And we can do that using some biblical truths, right? David and Goliath, for example, they're a lesson of courage, faith, and overcoming what seems impossible. So you have to have that proper mindset. Now, I'm not going to go and read all these Bible passages that I'm going to refer to today because then we'll be here for hours, although I would love to do that. And maybe I'll add that later, just some readings, and then maybe have a special guest voiceover that can also help do some readings. But we need to be able to research and think for ourselves, right? So I will throw some Bible stories out there, tell a little bit about it, but I encourage you to go read, immerse yourself, be open to what God has to tell you. As far as mental strength, you must come from a place of positivity. You have to understand that you can do things and that there's good out there for you. There are too many people in this world that think they're doomed. They don't deserve better. That's just untrue. God created each of us to be the person we are, to make the world a better place, to serve others. So you are needed as much as I am needed and as much as the next person is needed. And we need to each be valued. Starting with your own mental strength is the way to get there if you're struggling at all. Start with that positivity. Start with self-affirmations in the morning. You'll hear me talk about that over and over again. That's one of the ways that I overcame some of my issues when I was young. I didn't even know they were called self-affirmations then. But you have to recognize what is strong and good about you. Because if you can't see it, what makes you think other people can? You need to embrace your value. Being positive in the morning, starting out with gratitude, being grateful for one, you're alive to live another day. Not everyone is. Be grateful for whatever you have. First and foremost, before possessions, be grateful for your life, your family, your friends, your support, your emotional well-being, your physical well-being, your spiritual well-being. And if you're lacking in any of those areas, take note and do something about it. So again, root your mental fitness, your mental strength in the Bible. It's there. God is for us. If God is for us, who can be against? He created you to be the person you are. Maybe you're not totally fulfilled at your best yet. That's up to you. God's not going to do everything for you. But you do need to have that mental strength to move forward. Do not let other people's negativity, rude remarks, rude actions pull you down. So a common theme example that I can give, especially in Texas or bigger cities, but I think it's like more prevalent everywhere nowadays because people are so in a hurry and so self-centered, self-focused, what they need, what they want. Road rage. I mean, road rage now is deadly. You have to be careful. So, and it's hard. I'm practicing it, right? We use the word practice because you'll never perfect it. Life is a journey. It's something you work on every day. So with road rage and somebody's trying to push their way in, let them say a prayer. Say a prayer that they don't cause an accident, that they don't cause harm. Evidently, they needed to get somewhere sooner than you did. And it's okay. Allow them the grace. Allow yourself the grace to allow them grace to let them through. Let go of that anger, and that will help your mental fitness as well. You need to be able to focus on what is right and what is good. And again, if you need help in that area, I'm more than happy to help. Reach out. And I know there's a lot of other people out there that can help as well. So the second part of faith-fueled fortitude, faith-fueled fortitude is the emotional strength. Emotional strength. So absolutely, we can never allow grace too much. That is something that we definitely need, Ronald. Emotional strength, I think that although the world is starting to shine a light more on mental wellness, mental health, mental illness, we still deal with the stigmas of emotional strength, right? So let's think about, let's call it sacred emotions, okay? Navigating life's roller coaster with faith. So if you're finding, an example would be finding solace in prayer during times of emotional turbulence, right? If you're going through something, feeling emotions, now you do need to own those emotions. They are real. You do feel them, but do not let these emotions own you or make you become something you're not or something you don't want to be. It's so easy to get wrapped up in emotion. But again, don't ignore it. It's there for a reason. Feel it and let it go. There are different ways to deal with it, right? So oftentimes when you're first hit, if it's something strong, it's an overwhelming feeling. It's an overwhelming power. So you want to first stop and breathe. Take a deep breath. Let it out. Do that a few times. Let your body tense up and then relax. Let it all flow out. Some imagery that's good to use is when you're feeling something, especially negative, a negative emotion, is just picture that emotion as like mud. And it's just covering your body. And you're just dirty feeling. And then imagine a nice warm rain washing over you, washing away the dirt and grime. It's all flowing away. The anger, the hurt, it's the jealousy, rage, whatever negative emotion you're feeling, just let it wash away. And picture that image in your mind. Picture it all going away and feel the relief. Remember that, I'm going to quote Guy Winch here. I think I used this in a post the other day. Emotionally strong people are less discouraged by setbacks and disappointments, right? So when you are strong emotionally, you don't let that interfere with things. Things are going to happen that's out of your control, right? The only thing that you can control is the way you react to things and how you move forward. So if you're emotionally strong, you don't allow these things to knock you down. You get back up, you brush off, and you keep moving. Emotionally strong people are more adaptable to change. Listen, the only thing we know for sure that's constant is change happens. Some people have a very hard time with change. Some people embrace it. No matter what camp you're in, it's going to affect you one way or another. But if you are strong emotionally and can be positive, you can embrace that change and figure out how to use it in a positive way. You can adapt. Emotionally strong people are able to recognize and express their needs. Now, this is something I struggled with for a long time. And I know many people do. There are people who are overtly vocal, and sometimes they need to pull back a little bit because they trample over others. So that's another issue. And then there are the people who are afraid to speak up for themselves. When you're emotionally strong, you're not as worried about how the other person will feel. Now, I'm not saying to ignore the other person's feelings at all. We do need to consider other people, but you also do need to be able to share your thoughts and feelings and have the other person understand it. Just because you vocalize it doesn't mean it's understood. There absolutely needs to be a conversation. But when you're emotionally strong, you're better able to handle that. Emotionally strong people focus on getting around a hurdle rather than on the hurdle itself. I love that. Guy Winch said that very well. Many times when we see a challenge or an obstacle, we want to, I would say, push through it more, right? Go over it, like he says, rather than on the hurdle, we'll trip over it. It'll cause us to slow down. It will just really get in our way. So if you're emotionally strong, you're more apt to be able to see how to go around the hurdle. Now, there are times when you might need to use what the hurdle is offering you, but if you're emotionally strong, you're going to be able to do that. And again, mindset comes into play with that. You have to be in the right mindset to be able to see the opportunity and allow your emotions, your emotional strength to help you get around and through it. Right, Ronald. We are given a spirit of fear, not fear. We were not given a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Absolutely. And again, we're given free will. So we can choose to use the tools we were given, or we can choose to not use the tools we were given, as well as we can choose to use the tools for good, or we can choose to use the tools for evil, right? That's free will. That's one of the things that really messes us humans up. Number five that Guy Winch said about emotionally strong people is that they can learn from mistakes and criticism. Okay, so if you're in a positive mindset and you're emotionally strong, you'll know that a mistake or to fail, first attempt in learning, is an opportunity to learn and move on and become stronger, right? Criticism is such a negative word. So we often take criticism like it sounds, harshly. But if we translate that into feedback using our positive mindset and our emotional strength, we can see how to build upon whatever that criticism / feedback is, right? And we can become better at what we're doing. Now, this just popped into mind, an image of a message I received when I first started going live, and I try to be conscious of it now. Somebody said to me, aim your camera differently. We don't want to look up your nose. So, although, you know, it did kind of hurt a little bit. And now when I see other people's videos and they're doing that, and then of course, when I look at my own, I totally understand that, right? We are trying to present to people in a way that's pleasing and providing information that's helpful. So we want to make sure that everything's good. So absolutely welcome criticism and feedback, and welcome it with a positive mindset and strong emotional, so that you don't take it as an arrow to the heart, but rather a helping hand. Emotionally strong people tend to see the larger perspective in challenging situations. Now, this particular thing I see in a lot of business people and a lot of managers that aren't leaders, right? Managers that manage, and people who are kind of stuck, is they don't have a vision. They don't see the vision. They only see directly in front of them. So they see the challenge as this big, big hurdle. Think about an obstacle course, and there's that big wall that you need to go over. Okay, that's your challenge. Now, if that's all you see is the wall, and you are not emotionally, and of course, in this case, physically, strong enough to climb that wall and not not in the right mindset, that I can do it mindset, it's going to be a huge challenge. But if you look at the whole picture and you know what's on the other side, the end is near, you're going to hit your goal, there's going to be cheering, you know, whatever that vision is that you're going for, it's going to make that challenge seem much smaller, more able to be able to conquer the challenge and use what you've learned from it. So it is important to see the larger picture, the larger perspective. And if you're emotionally strong, you're not as worried about fear and failure, and you can see that. And the last thing that Guy Winch shared for emotionally strong people is that they're able to recover more quickly from emotional wounds, such as failure or rejection. Now, failure and rejection hurts, doesn't it? It's something that we experience every day, sometimes multiple times a day. For me, the worst thing is, well, of course, nobody likes to look like a fool, right? But when you see what you did and it was a mistake or a failure, and you know that you knew better, that there you shouldn't have made it, it was because you're being quick, sloppy, distracted, whatever it is, that's what hurts me the most. But recognizing that no one is perfect and we all make mistakes, don't let failure or rejection hurt you. First of all, rejection, depending on the circumstances, no, really, rejection you need to, no matter where it is, right? Personally or professionally, if you're not getting rejected, then you're not trying. Because with trying comes rejection. You're not going to succeed at everything every time, right? How do you find that one person that you're meant to spend the rest of your life with, that you totally connect with, unless there's rejection? Seldom does it happen at a young age. Seldom does it happen with a first love. There has to be rejection and trials along the way. Same thing with careers, same thing with projects, you name it, there is going to be rejection. There's going to be failure. These are all opportunities to learn and move on. Having the right mindset, positivity, looking for opportunity, looking for what you can learn, and being emotionally strong to be able to handle that and move forward are what's needed to help get through that. I hope that's helped with both mental strength and emotional strength. There could be hours and hours of talk, probably could talk an hour on each one. But I'm going to move on to physical strength. I think when we think of physical strength, like the post I did today, well, I actually showed the back of a woman in a workout outfit, and you could just see the muscles along her back. Now you won't see that in mine. I don't work out regularly. But your physical strength, I think, is common knowledge for people. It's something that's more easily seen. It's more clear to us when people have physical strength. But when we talk about physical strength, we want to talk about the temple of strength, right? Integrating physical well-being with spirituality. So when we do that, you want to think about really incorporating exercise routines as a form of worship and self-care. So you can put your mind in a specific place when you're exercising and meditate while you're doing your exercises. You can listen to some nice worship music. You can say a rote prayer or freestyle prayer while you're exercising. And think of it as a form of self-care, because what God gave you as your body is a temple, right? He gave it to you to serve with, right? Everything God gave you is something to use to serve with. And we are called to take care of it as well as share our talents. So we need to make sure we take care of our body. And our body is our mind, and our soul, our spirituality, our physicality. So we need to eat healthy. We need to drink plenty of fluids, water. I do love my morning coffee, but this is not going to keep me healthy. I definitely have to balance this with a lot of water because coffee is dehydrating. And you want to work on your physicality. Many people take walks in nature. I have to drive to get to nature, but when I do it, it's just a beautifully relaxing exercise. You can exercise both your mind and your body while exercising. And you can really do your emotional strength as well when you're doing physical exercise. You can meditate on how you've handled things emotionally and maybe even how you're feeling at that moment emotionally. Do like an emotional check-in. And that actually is something good to do every day. You can start out your day with that. After your gratitude, your prayer, do an emotional check-in. How are you feeling today? And what kinds of things are you facing? And how do you need to feel to face those things? So, Ronald Laff, thank you, Ronald. It was a pleasure having you here. I love reading your insights. And so your physical strength, you can work on every day. Some of the things I don't have, and I should, I did before, a regular exercise routine. I haven't put that back in my life yet, and I really need to. But I do it in my regular activities. Like when I go to the grocery store, I generally do not park up close. I park far away. Why? Because then I walk. And a parking lot is not nature, so to speak, but it can be nature-esque, right? There can be birds flying around. There can be a breeze blowing through your hair, and you're getting the extra steps in. Lifting the groceries, right? Lifting the heavy stuff. I often get a 40 or 50-pound bag of dog food, and I lift it myself. Exercise in and out of the car. But there's definitely ways you can do that and increase your physical strength. But again, intertwining that with your spirituality will help you build a greater temple of strength in your body. Now, I've touched on the three: mental, emotional, and physical strength. I really want to help you to find your strength from within. So I want to do that by providing some soulful reflections, unveiling your inner strength through faith. So an example would be drawing inspiration from a biblical figure who demonstrated inner strength. And I have some examples for you today to use. And again, I'm not going to go through all the stories, but I do want you to look them up. You know, Google is our friend. You can Google it. It'll pop up. You can either go read the scripture yourself and meditate on it and really think about what it means and how you can apply that to your life. Or you can see how other people interpret it. But I would encourage you to first read the scriptures and meditate on them and to see how God speaks to you. That's what I would recommend. So Samson, the story of Samson, he accomplished much in his own physical strength, but it wasn't until he trusted in what God could do through him that he was able to accomplish his greatest victory. Strength alone is strength alone, physical, right? You have to have that trust in what God can do through you. Believe me, I am learning that more every single day. So I encourage you to read about Samson. And then the story of Gideon. The story of Gideon is one of how God used Gideon to overthrow their oppressors, the Midianites. So I encourage you to go read that story and really think about it. Really meditate on what God wants to speak to you. Because we can both read the same scripture and hear something different. Just make sure you're doing it with an open heart and an open mind. Well, 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 look who's here, my friend from Finland. Hi, Judith. Thank you for stopping by quickly. Yes, she's had some hectic times in Finland, let me tell you. But I appreciate the quick stop in. Hopefully you can listen later and give me some feedback. I would appreciate that. And when we're talking about building our strength, we want to talk again, you know, about the spirit-led empowerment. So I want to give you a few practical tips for holistic growth. So an example is establishing a daily routine that aligns with both your physical health and your spiritual practices. So I've talked a little bit about this already. So we want to include our mental fitness, our physical exercise, and our spiritual investment for whatever that means for you. Now, there's a lot of different spiritualities, and I'm not here to tell you what's right or what's wrong, but I want you to work on the whole you. Sometimes it's easier for us to work on part of us, and then we forget the other parts of us. So we want to make sure we work on the whole us. So I gave some tips in each area of how to work on that. Again, start out your day in mental fitness. Now, there are exercises, physical exercises you can do before you get out of bed. And again, Google's your friend. You can research that if that's something you want to do. You can get out of bed and do it. Excuse me. You can get out of bed and do your exercises before you have your morning shower or whatever your routine is. Sometimes people exercise at different times of the day. That's fine. Find out what works for you, but also make sure you're making that spiritual investment. For us Catholics, it's Lent, and we have so many resources out there. I know a lot of Christians do. At this time of year, I have a Lenten prayer book. I get audio, video sent to me via email that I can listen to every day. It's 3 minutes to help me start my day. Sometimes I use it in the middle of the day, and sometimes I get to it at the end of the day. We have our Bibles. We have other readings. We have prayer books. Again, walk in nature can be so spiritually uplifting. Actually, walk in nature probably hits all three really, really well. It gives you that mental positivity boost, especially someplace beautiful. You see that, you breathe the fresh air, you take it in, do a brisk walk, or if you're a jogger or a runner, you can do that. You can also use that time to take pictures of things you caught in nature. Last weekend, I visited my baby girl, her and her husband and their little boy moved to a new apartment, and I went to see their apartment and visited it. And we went to a nearby park, and we had a beautiful walk. I took some pictures. I took some pictures of a cardinal we saw. Just enjoyed the time in nature and the good company. So you can actually hit all three out in nature. So if you can do that, I highly recommend that. It is very good for all your mental, physical, and spiritual well-being. And then if there's other tips or tricks you have, please share them below. We'd love to hear what you do and how you work on yourself, and especially if you have one that hits all three. That's even better. But share, let's help each other out. Share your tips and tricks. And I will look forward to seeing those. So just to wrap things up, I want to encourage you to do utilize the resources that are available to you. Those resources are oneself. Your mind is a huge, huge resource. Work on that mental fitness. When you have mental strength, you can pull everything in. You absolutely can. When you have that mental strength, you can find, embrace, and share your value. People will see it. They'll just see it exuding from you. The emotional strength, will soon follow as you work on your mental fitness. But again, life can be hard and things come at you. So it's how you handle it or how you dwell or not dwell in something negative that will help determine how you move forward and the experience you have. And your physical strength. Work on it. Get healthy. Eat right. Drink water. Exercise. Even if that exercise is just walking a little farther. Take the stairs. Get those three in alignment together. And that is how you will cultivate your personal strength from within. If you need help working on any of those or an accountability partner, please reach out. You can find me here on LinkedIn, on Facebook, my business Facebook, Cultivate and Thrive. I have my YouTube channel and again, my podcast, Cultivate to Thrive Podcast. Please reach out. My website is michellegunn.com. That's one L, two N's. Just like in my name. Anyway, I am so grateful for each and every one of you. I appreciate you. I want you to be the best person that God created you to be. Why? Because the world needs you. Have an awesome and blessed day.